This is the exercises that I do and how I align my morning and my day to the Lord. So this is the audio track. Thank you, Father, for seeing me in bondage. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Jesus, thank you for coming. Jesus, thank you for living, being an example of what to do. Thank you for bringing our Father's word. Thank you for showing us how to apply it. Thank you for coming as a sacrifice. Thank you for taking my place. Thank you for paying my death penalty price. Thank you for giving me your place. Thank you for letting me know that I won't know what to do without Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for holding me and involving me, for encouraging me, strengthening me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, comforting me and counseling me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the Spirit of the Lord. You are the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me and guiding me and teaching me. Thank you, Father, for imagining me. Thank you, Father, for creating me. Thank you, Father, for creating everything. Thank you, Father, for placing me in your creation. Thank you, Father, for giving me dominion over your creation. Thank you, Father, for making me a steward in your creation, of your creation. Thank you for giving me authority to be a steward, and for giving me good example of stewardship in Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities in this day to reach out and touch and bless and encourage and strengthen those who are yours, and to reach all those who are yours but don't yet know it, Father, to bring them to you. Help me, Father, to be a good example and a light of your word, a light of your spirit, a light of your truth. Not to be like the world, but to be like you. Thank you that I'm not just your child, and I'm also your servant. Thank you, Jesus, for living in me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in me. Thank you, Father, for making me one with you. And as such, I pray for everyone, everywhere, on their behalf and for myself. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as in heaven. Thank you this day for our daily bread. Give us tomorrow our daily bread. Daily bread being everything we need spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and in every other way. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins, Father, as we can only sin against your law. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against you. O God, we set them free and come alongside them. He set us free and send others to come alongside us, that we can help each other to do right. Forgive us for each time that we should have done, said or thought something and we didn't, as we forgive those who we think should have done, said or thought something and they didn't, or we think they didn't. Oh God, forgive us for judging and give us courage for our part. Help us to come alongside each other, to help and encourage each other. We don't know how to raise a spirit, Father. Judging from our own history involves a lot of falls. Help us to help each other up. Forgive us our debts, Father. And thank you for keeping us out of debt and leading us to remain out of debt. As we forgive those who might owe us anything in any way, we set them free from their debt towards us. He set us free, all debts. We forgive everyone or everything, whether they forgive us or not, whether they apologize or not. We forgive them, and we live in your peace. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.